Blog Talk Radio.
Do me a favor and make some noise, everybody. This is my tribute to the sound of the 80s, the early 90s. Back in the day when we used to wear choir robes, y'all remember that? Come on, EOB and BOI.
With Past Generation Lost in the Mix, affected by sight, hosted by none other than yours truly, Evangelist Missionary Dr. Katrina M. Sanders from the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry Church of God in Christ, where the founder and pastor is District Superintendent Pastor Robert I. Sanders II. Top of the evening, this is Friday, October the 14th. We are definitely getting through this year already. Oh my God, so much has gone on. I mean to tell you, so many things have happened. Continue to keep Mrs. Ford, Tommy Ford's wife and children in prayer. It's a very troubling time for them in the loss of their fathers and husbands, and of course, a actor. And come to find out, my cousin Stacy, her friend Harold Bell, which is a part of the former hit series called Raising Woodley, that was his uncle. So let's keep Harold Bell and the Ford family in prayer. Listen, we are on the topic tonight of Satan attacking your mind, or are you just doing things on your own? I'm going to blog about this because I want people to understand that, as always, I always say, I don't do blogs to throw off on anybody, but I do blogs to help somebody because of what I see. Apparently, there's been a kind of like a battle going on YouTube, you know, with various different media personalities. And we, you know, we don't really deal with all of that. You know, we're somewhere off in left field. But the problem was, I was on, somebody had texted me and texted my phone. And let me explain something to you, because I have another number that's attached to the Facebook page. I normally don't have my phone attached number, my phone number attached to Facebook, but I have a lot of extended family and friends, well, associates, I should say, and people that I've known down through the years that saw my name posted on another media person's wall. And I couldn't, I was in the midst of doing my homework, so I didn't really, I've been on the computer, you know, because I have, you know, I told you I'm on this third master's degree, and I was like, what's going on? You know, I'm hearing things. Now, earlier, I had seen a video, you know, and I reposted it to my wall, and my question was, what's the problem? Is this really going on? Because we don't know what's going on. We're not around everybody to know what's going on. However, I got a few texts and whatnot and inboxes on the messenger, and they said, well, you know, this particular person put your name up. And I'm like, put my name where? You know, because I don't put people's name on my stuff. So when I looked at it, I'm going to be honest with you. Oh, I'm going to tell you the truth. Satan was talking to me, and my first thing was, I'm going to find this person physically, and I'm going to go to where they at. Because your mind is somewhere, I don't even know where it's at. And then you put a person's name on somebody else's wall, and they don't even know what you're talking about, dummy. So this is what happens when you become carnal minded. Let me get the scripture. I'm trying to get the scripture. So what I did was, the person that owns the wall, I called them, and I'm getting ready their phone number because I don't want to see their phone number again. And I've been trying to be nice. Because, see, you know, all of the blogs and all of the social media promos, you know, platform and YouTube and whatever, because I'm not on all them other sites, and I don't get care less. TalkShoe.com and whatever else. Listen, y'all. Oh, God. I hurt somebody physically bad because of their mouth. And do you know how hard it was for me? No, you don't. Because I remember in high school, I almost killed a girl. I tried to bust her head wide open because I cocked upside the head with a bottle. That's how dangerous I am. And I had to ask the Lord to deliver me because I did not mind shooting nobody. I promise you, I didn't. Honestly, I promise you. In ROTC, I learned how to shoot well because my uncle and my daddy taught me how to shoot. My uncle taught me how to shoot more than anything. But the devil of the night, and I was telling somebody, I said, I'm trying not to go there because I don't understand what's going on. I'm not involved with anybody's dispute or battles because I tagged it on my wall was letting the other person know, hey, this is what I'm saying and what I'm hearing. Is this true? So now, for anybody to want to conjure up a story to say, oh, well, I heard, no, you ain't heard nothing. Stop freaking lying. One thing I don't like is a liar. And when I told the person who were the people, well, I don't know, no, then shut up because you're lying. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, honey. All right, now. This is what I mean by tapping the mind. And I'm like, what in the world do I have to do with it? What is, really? You know, it says here. And I remember this scripture. And it's in the ESV version. It says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And that is what I had to do because I kept walking back and forth. And the devil is telling me, find who she is, locate where she at, and that's it. When a person does something to another person, and honey, you can jump in on this. Let me tell you how it goes. If you accuse somebody of something and they don't know what you're talking about, depending on where you're at, because all of us that profess to be believers and all that, we be in a state of mind and you just get thrown off the game so fast that you don't even know what. I got, like, edged off my square, and in my mind, I'm just going to be honest because I believe in being honest and telling the truth. This particular female don't even know that when I got the text and the messenger that I literally wanted to take her out. No arguing, no fighting. I'm like, here's a strange person that I got to go serve 25 years to life. That's a bad thing for a person to have. And so I kept walking, and the person on the phone was like, are you hearing me? I said, yeah, I hear you. And I had to calm it down because I got in the kitchen, and I started looking at the knife board with all my knives. Like, I got to set this chick up. And this, I'm telling you, I don't even know you, and you are coming in my area, and I ain't never seen you, ain't never been in your house, you ain't been to mine. I don't even know what the heck you look like. And you open your mouth with your fucking that is about to take the last breath out of your body. I had to get Satan out of my mind because I wanted to hurt her. dear in the military. In the military. How did men in the military respond to a defense if the enemy is attacking? Did they quote the scripture? Did they drop down on their knees and start praying and say Ave Maria or singing, "Hope, Lord, help me"? What are they doing when you're in the military?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that you had called me and asked me what it was doing. The thing that I said, what you do is you bring everybody to the table. You bring all the parties to the table. And to contact the person who owned the wall and then get the information and get the other person on the phone. First of all, I didn't hear the other person on the phone. I just heard the one person on the phone whose wall it was on. And he's blah, 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 blah. His name should have been Bob Blah Blah. Bob Blah Blah. Blah, 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 blah. So, anyhow, the other person never came out.
No.
When you're in the military, the tactic is to flush the enemy or to flush the perpetrator out. And promptly go on to whoop the his in. So the perpetrator, the person who allegedly posted these comments, was never flushed out.
Mm-hmm.
The person was never flushed out. The situation still wasn't resolved, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, as far as you're concerned, I resolved the situation by typing her a letter, a little note, letting her know to back off, because I don't know what you're talking about. You know, because I tagged something in my wall, that's my freaking business. I didn't know that she was old enough to be my mother, you know. And then they get on there, and then they go back and dialogue, and then you got all these other folks on there that don't know nothing was going on, and all they doing is seeing a surface of something being said, but they have no thing. Let's talk about Satan, because when you attack somebody, and they're sitting there, and they're like, what is really going on? Satan get in your mind, and depending on what level you are, and I'm battling between what should I said, Lord, what this woman don't even know who I am, and I'm not saying, oh, I'm a big person, you know, like Michelle Obama. No. You don't know me. So if you had a problem, or if, and I'm gonna be honest with you,
you don't know
a person, and you're saying something, Satan got in your mind to open your mouth, and on top of that, to get your foot stuck in there to be attacked by somebody that you don't even know, because you literally took it up on yourself. Well, I'm going to put it out there because I think I know. No, you don't know nothing. That's why the courts don't go according to assumption, because you'll make a donkey out of yourself. They don't go according to hearsay. If the woman was grown and saw something up there, apparently somebody had to tell her something based on me tagging something to my wall, which I'll continue to tag until I just piss everybody off. If I want to tag it, I'll tag it. My whole thing is, you don't attack nobody. But see, let me get to the spiritual sense. When Satan want to get busy, he decides to come in through confusion that has already started with other people that will not tell you what they did. Because they turn around and they start to throw a rock and hide the hand. And when they throw a rock and hide the hand, they go back and tell other folks other stuff. Then they come and create a wall of confusion and want to put you in it and didn't even ask you to be a part of it.
Right. Satan's the author of confusion.
He's confusion. And when you're doing that, you'll turn around and you're causing people to want to switch gears and want to sit up and think about killing you because of what? Talk. But now, let's be honest. Let's go back to the scriptures. I'm just saying, because see, I know the devil when he want to play games. I had to laugh it off. It says, resist the devil. So I resisted. But I let her know. And I kept a copy of what I wrote in my phone. so nobody would twist what I said. This woman didn't even know me, don't know me, ain't been in my house, I ain't seen at no graduation, I ain't seen at no weddings, birthday celebrations. What's my social security number? Where were the last addresses I used to live at? Who are you? Satan don't even, he got imps out there that claim they know who you are and don't know nothing. But I tell you, I told the person, 860 East 75th Street at the corner of 75th and Drexel, I am not to be reckoned with. But guess what? The devil will flee from you because I had to laugh it off. Now, in 1 Peter 5 and 8, be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Now, let me explain something to you. Whatever the wars are going on, I'm not a part of that war. This house, the ministry, the church is not a part of the war. And then the person had a nerve to say, that's why I don't go to church. Clue, I don't know who you are. And if you're not going to church, that's based on because you choose not to go. I'm not in your way of going to church. You choose, you made a choice of not going to church. That has nothing to do with me. Run and tell that. And I asked the owner of the wall, I don't want to see it no more. Because I did not do it to that female, but I tagged what you need to know because this is out there. Now, if stuff going on behind closed doors, I'm going to tell you right now, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. God, show it up. Because you don't put people voluntarily in something. And let me tell you something. Everybody knows if you've been mad once or twice or four or five or six times. Come on. Ain't no secret. Who really cares? Who really cares? Hey, I was married for 11 years to a man in my backseat state. Whoopee, my last name used to be Cornelius, but I ain't seen none of y'all at the ceremony. Hello? I mean, seriously. So my thing is, who cares about your life? Who cares about what's going on? If you have nothing to hide, you can be truthful with your own self. So now when Satan gets in your mind and plays with your mind and starts to act as though, you know, everything is the way it is. No, because, see, you got to be sober-minded. If you never got delivered or even know what being sober-minded is, I told my own biological father, if you stop drinking, you can think clearly. But if you're still drinking, you're going to drink like a drunkard. And that's what happened.
Your mind won't be clear.
It won't be sober. So now for anyone to attack someone that didn't do anything to them or anybody else, your mind is a drunk because you allow Satan to get in your mind. Now, what's the problem? What is the real issue? Because for you to pump somebody's name out of your mouth through the keyboard by using your fingers mean you got the problem. Are you jealous? Are you upset? Who pumped your brain to hate somebody that you don't know? Because for you to put somebody's name out there, that means you hate them. Then you got all the other onlookers sitting up there talking about, oh, who messing with you? What they gonna do? What they gonna do? They don't even know what the hell is going on. They jumping in on a battle that they have nothing to do with. But see, you got to tell them what everybody else been doing. Instead of you attacking people, you allow Satan to get in your mind. But see, the other thing about it is that, you know, life is funny. You can sit up and want to assume somebody has done something and nobody has done anything. So Satan get in your mind to do what? To attack innocent people. That's called defamation. But understand, if you pick a fight with people and then you add a person onto the list, what are you doing? You are sowing discord. Am I right, honey?
Amen. You're sowing seeds of discord. I'm sitting here, I'm looking at the other scripture that's in there, telling us to, in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, it's telling us to clothe ourselves with the full armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the scheme, of the devil. When you deal with people that put stuff out there like that, these people are schemers.
They're schemers.
They're being used by the devil to create schemes against people.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know you, but they scheme.
That's
so
what I'm talking about.
They have no clue who you are. And then it says here that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this ruler is not talking about those that are in spiritual. I mean, those are natural rulers, like the president or kings here on earth. But it's talking about the world rulers of darkness. It doesn't refer to humans, but it refers to the evil spirits that rule over the world. So what it's saying is, how do these people rule? You hit the nail on the head, because they rule because they affect people's minds.
Uh-huh, there you go.
And they
twist
human minds,
yes, they
to do their will,
yes, they do,
to oppose that which is right or
mm-hmm.
that which is righteous.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what is righteous, ascribing to what belongs to God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this includes the children
That's
of
right.
God.
That's right.
They want to incite the children of God to do something to them,
mm-hmm.
which would be a sin, and murder is a sin.
Oh, my God.
Murder, folks, is a sin.
Ooh, Jesus.
But they want you, they'll take you there.
They'll take you there. For no reason.
Put your name out on stuff and
yeah.
they're looking at you all sideways.
That's what I'm saying.
What you talking about me for? And you don't even know you. They put your name out there. And then in some cases, they do go ahead and commit murder. There was a story about a pastor in Chicago that shot another pastor.
So did.
And both of them in a nursing home. But they hold the church in the nursing home.
One
dead, the other one in jail.
Yeah.
So now you can't have no more church in that nursing home.
It's okay.
And it all started because they were deliberating over something.
Over something stupid.
Yeah, over something
that
was crazy.
That'll get you killed.
And that's what started. So you have to be strengthened in the Lord and in the strength of his power and have the full armor of God on you. So that when these schemes and all this mess come up, you'll be able to fight against the powers of darkness and against the world rulers, against the spiritual forces
mm-hmm.
of evil in the heavens that it's talking about in the scripture. It says, for this reason, take up the full armor of God
mm-hmm.
so that you may be able to stand your ground and be firm on the evil day and having done everything to stand.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the following scriptures tell you about the various pieces. The scripture in Ephesians 6 and 12, it suggests the spiritual forces
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
of evil. So you're coming against some forces that is not necessarily a person, and that's the thing about having the Spirit of God in you. You're able to look past the person and see the forces that are operating within that person.
That means that they're serving their father, the devil.
And that sometimes would keep you from getting into that end,
mm-hmm,
whipping
mm-hmm.
that behind. Because it'll keep you from doing it. Because even though they got that behind, we're going to beat the devil out of them.
Jesus,
have
mercy.
That's just a whoop behind with the devil still in them.
It's still in them.
So now, in the other end, if, on the other hand, if you go and get the anointed oil and cast that demon out in the name of Jesus, you can send that demon back to where it came from.
Well, see, in this case, that needs to be at the altar, and it's called repentance, because that means the oil ain't going to do nothing. It's not going to renew you. It's not going to bless you. If you already a devil and you are working a part of your father, which is Satan, you can't sit up and talk about all or anybody, because you don't put your mouth on a child of God. That's where you're out of line. And the thing about it is that if you don't even know the person, you don't have a right to put their name anywhere because somebody motivated you to do it, and that I do believe that that person was motivated based on some junk because of a tag.
If you put your mouth on the child of God, you automatically bring things on yourself without it. Well, you don't need. You can leave the blessed oil. You can put the blessed oil up.
Yep, it'll do you no purpose.
Because God is going to deal with that. God's going to deal with that. You might put your blessed oil up because this person did something that was quite different. They went on putting their mouth on the child of God and didn't even know the child of God.
That's crazy.
So God's going to handle that one himself. That's one thing that God take care of himself.
And let me tell you something. Because you have people that are sitting up and they're doing things to people. And see, social media has become a very dangerous area. And by becoming dangerous, they sit up and they talk about other folks. It's like me educating somebody on somebody else that literally they don't know. But I'm edging you up to talk about that person because I don't like that person, or I don't like the person, and they don't because of what I heard somebody else say. My whole thing is, if you don't like the person and they have not done anything to you, then you have no need to be caught up into hate someone else that you don't even know. And that's the problem. So now if you already are of your father, the devil, then you're not going to understand anything spiritually. I was telling somebody that the other day. You are in a carnal state of mind, and you've allowed the devil to get into your mindset that has allowed you to get caught up in emotion. Because when you heard the terms, birds of a feather flock together. So now when you sit up and you allow your mind to be listening to carnal things, not knowing, you know, and another thing, and my husband can tell you about this, people need to stop saying, I know that person. No, you don't. I've known of people that I went to church with, but I have not known anybody. And I'm going to be honest, I ain't in your house. I ain't in your car. I don't know you. I don't know nothing about you. So the thing of it is that when you sit up and talk about other people that you don't even know, you're causing a distinction, meaning that you are of your father, devil. I believe we got a caller. Do you have a comment or a concern? Caller, are you there?
Hello, caller.
Speak now, caller. Write the number down. So that's the whole thing about it, is that when you begin to listen to other people say things and they have no figure or no knowledge of what's going on, you're dipping in other stuff. And when you dip in other stuff, you tend to get yourself caught up into a situation that you don't even bother. It's no never man to you. And this is where Satan gets in your mind. Now, you have people that claim to be saved, and they live in holy, and they say the devil is not in their mind, and they do their own thing. That's another part of the topic that says, hey, I'm doing what I want to do. That is why get people killed. Why do you think gangbangers end up going to jail? Why do you think gangbangers end up in the morgue? Because they start doing what they want to do. So now, even if you are moralistically right in your mind, you better have defenses. This is what get people sued, and this is what get people in trouble. Because there are laws against certain things that is done. If you are serving God, and you say you love God, then you should not even associate yourself with anybody, because I'm going to tell you something. On Facebook, Twitter, everybody have a life, whether it's true or false. That's one thing about it. I'm not a crowd person. I've never been one to follow a crowd. I've never been one that hangs around a bunch of stuff. Can't nobody say I went to their house. So the thing about it is that when you become a part of negativity, now you are in that abyss of what's world is about. Understand that is what happens. So when you are a part of Satan's world, then you start to do things that is of the devil. But if you are saved and you are sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, you have nothing to lose because God got your back. Tonight, God had to shift me back to my original space. And I had to tell God I'm sorry for even allowing the devil to move me off my square. So now my message is to that person. You need to get yourself right with God. Stop dabbling or hanging or being around a circle that you honestly do not know. If you don't know the person, keep your trap shut. If you want to be saved, get saved. But don't blame somebody for standing in the way of you getting saved because you stood in the way of yourself. Look at you. The old song we used to say, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Then you need to get saved. Because see, blogging on everybody else's stuff that you intentionally do not know personally, guess what? You don't even know what you are into. And then for the next person or anybody that try to attempt to hurt somebody else, guess what's going to happen? That person may just got saved. And if you get them off their square, you better head to the cemetery. That's where you're going. This, I'm trying to warn you. Because Satan has an ongoing attack on people. And when Satan has an ongoing attack, you should not want to be a part of that. It's just simple as that. I don't hang around a bunch of slobs and people. I'm not a crowd hanger. Never have been, never was. My friends in high school would tell you, I didn't hang around no crowd. I wasn't a silly pom-pom girl. I was on just about everything that made sense in high school. I don't have a high school mentality. I'm too old. I got grown children in their 30s and 20s. I ain't got time to be dealing with no people. Unless you want to get saved, I will help you and show you how to get saved. Because as Bishop Mason used to say, Lord, you are attacking my mind. Blot out the mind of Satan in the people. And Satan has gotten in a lot of people. I'm one and my husband are one. We know how it is to be hurt in the church. We graduated from that area. But my thing is, as long as you continue to dip and dab in other things that is ungodly, then you are a part of Satan's world, and guess what? I'm going to come up against you. Except I ain't going to use the 12 gauge this time. I ain't going to curse you out. That ain't my style. I'm going to get the word of God and bust you upside your head with it and ask you what is your problem if you want to go there. That's how you got to do Satan, because Satan, he ain't nobody to play with. But see, I'm not afraid of the devil. I promise you, I done seen folks with 29 different personalities. They make Sybil look like an angel. But when you are in a spiritual warfare, saints, I'm telling you from experience, you got to cut the devil straight off. And anybody that's a part of Satan's world, guess what? Your mind is still there. That means you need deliverance. And if you've been mentally damaged and challenged, you need to go before God, take your clothes off, stretch out at the altar or in your bedroom on the floor and say, God, fix my mind, change my thinking, change my thoughts, get me together. If I'm wrong, clean me up. That's how you do it. Don't go on blog, don't go on Skype, Twitter, Facebook, and do all this false-facing, saying you're something, and your mind is somewhere else. You need to get saved. Any closing thoughts there?
The closing thoughts that I have is that with every petition, with every prayer and every petition, pray at all times in the Spirit and to this end, and be alert with all perseverance and requests for all the saints. And as the scripture here says, pray for me also, that I may be given the message when I begin to speak, that I may commonly make known the mystery of the gospel. And pray that we may boldly be able to speak as we ought to speak before the Lord.
And one thing about it, I don't have to have no names on Facebook or Twitter because I have nothing to hide. And the thing about it, I forgive that female. But the fool with you is a whole nother world, because it's just as the dam runs down the stream, that's exactly where I'm at. I have left it. I've left it. I forgive them because they don't know what they're doing, and they don't know what they said because they spoke ill without knowing anything or asking. And that's stupid. You don't go according to somebody that you think you know or you don't know and then turn around and become mentally ill. Listen, you all have a beautiful weekend. Be safe. And remember, if you want to be holy, you repent with your mouth and your heart together and your mind and ask God to forgive you. And then ask God to save you and to protect your mind where your mind is not entrapped by that of the enemy. And if there's anybody that's listening on tonight that is trying to follow up or trying to see what's going on, you can feel free to email me at drkatrinasanders@gmail.com. Don't go on nobody's wall and say nothing. I don't throw off. I attack Satan because I don't like the devil. If I had the devil in my head, I would cut his neck off, take his eyes out, and burn his body and sit there and watch it. That's how I don't like Satan. So understand, I don't have time for that. But those of you who are speculating and listening, I hope you listen to what is real. Because, see, mental illness is a problem, and that's why Satan got a lot of medications out here to help you with your mind. So my thing is, don't allow Satan to attack your mind. And if you say your mind is not of Satan, then don't do things based on an unction and a motion because somebody else told you something that you have no facts on. Until then, I'm bringing in Ashley Junebug Turner to sing to you of How to Be Holy.
Do me a favor and make some noise, everybody. This is my tribute to the sound of the 80s, the early 90s. Back in the day when we used to wear choir robes, y'all remember that? Come on, EOB and BOI. Say, Lord,
I really want to live my life totally
pleasing unto thee.
Really tell.